we're certainly giving thanks to God. Thank God, all the beloved people. Thank God, and we certainly send greetings out. Thank God to all those that view this program. Thank God, and all those, thank God, amen, that compliment this teaching and those that criticize this teaching.
Yeah.
Certainly thank God for all. Thank God, we want you to know, thank God, that you're here watching God True Worshipers, Church in the Lord Jesus. Thank God, amen. We are a church that believe in holiness and sanctification. Believe in serving God just like he says. Thank God. Not like we want and not how we feel and not how we think and not what it looked like it should be, but the way God said it.
Amen.
That's what we believe. We believe in a clean church. Thank God. Individuals living a clean life.
Amen.
And that life being dedicated to God.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. We preach, thank God, one way. We preach one thing for the human family.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I know how people talk. Thank God. Amen. Amen. There are many ways to worship God, many ways to serve God.
Amen.
But I believe in one way.
Amen.
I believe in the way what the Bible says.
Amen.
I don't believe, and I'll just say it out openly, I don't believe that that way would call Methodists.
No, sir.
I don't believe that.
No, sir.
And I don't believe, thank God, it would call, thank God, amen, Baptists. I don't believe that.
Amen.
I don't believe that way was called Pentecost.
Amen.
I don't believe that.
No, sir.
Thank God, I don't believe that way was called Latter Day.
Mm-mm.
I don't believe that.
No, sir.
Thank God, I believe that that way was called holiness.
Amen.
That's what I believe.
Amen.
I believe that was only one faith. Yes. While we're saying that, get Isaiah 35 and 8.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's time for the world to know this.
God,
now. Thank God, it's time for you to know it. Thank God, we've been believing all other kind of stuff now. And you give me 738 of St. John.
Amen.
Thank God, we just will close this Bible up and put it down somewhere, thank God, and leave the Bible alone.
Amen.
Thank God, start carrying on your arm, because people don't even believe what they're carrying around with.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, they're carrying around all these years and won't even believe it.
Amen.
Now that we begin to open it up, thank God, amen, they don't want to take it.
Yes,
but listen to Bible talk.
And an highway shall be
now,
there.
Now, and a highway. We're not talking, like I was telling today, we're not talking about 20 out there.
No, sir.
We're not talking about 75. We're not talking about 16. We're not talking about 85. And we're not talking about 285.
Amen.
Thank God. And we're not talking about Memorial Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. A highway shall be there.
Yes.
And that's what the Bible says.
Right.
Come on.
And it shall be called.
See that? You know what it shall be called? It shall be called. Now, let's see what the Bible says it shall be called.
Yes.
Come on.
The way of holiness.
That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Now, that's what the, now you can go to whatever you want and take what you want.
Yes,
but thank God. Now, this is what the Bible says.
Amen.
And we hope to take our time. Thank God. Amen. Now, this is what the Bible says. It shall be called the way of holiness.
Amen.
Now, what way are you in? What way did you go? What way did you get into?
That's right.
Thank God. You went somewhere and some man said, give me your hand and guard your heart for heaven to make a start. Sign this letter and sign this card. Amen. Come by Christian experience and get up there and pray. And you say you're in that, but you're not in the right thing.
That's right, Bishop.
Amen. Sad to say, 200 years you haven't been in the right thing.
Amen.
You've been hoodwinked. You've been had.
Yes.
Thank God somebody raped you. Thank
Amen.
God. Now, thank God, you need to come and get the right thing.
Yes.
You might not like it, but that's I'm going to tell you just like it is.
Amen.
Thank God. I can't help you if I lie to you.
No, sir.
Thank God. I can't help you and tell you if I tell you you're all right. Thank God, because you're in mama's religion.
Okay.
Thank God. There's number one religion.
That's
God called one religion.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Listen to Bible talk. Come
and
on.
And a highway shall be
and
there.
And a highway shall be there.
And it shall be called.
And it shall be called.
The way of holiness.
See that? Now it says the way of holiness. That's what that way shall be called.
Amen.
That's what it shall be called.
Yes,
you can call it what you want to call, but the Bible says it should be called holiness.
Amen.
Now I know what way I'm in. I know that's that way. Thank God. Amen. No, you're not in the right way.
No, sir.
That way should be called holiness.
Amen.
One Baptist or one another, it will call holiness.
Amen. Amen.
Am I right about it? Thank God. We're going to tell it and we're going to figure out just like it is.
Yes, sir.
You just will drop it all and come and get what God says.
Amen.
So we've been fooled now.
Yes, sir.
And all these years we had some kind of religion and that religion wasn't right.
Yes, amen.
Now it's time to get the true religion
amen.
Now. It's time to get the true thing now.
Bridget.
Thank God. You want to fool with people overseas and say they don't have what's right. A lot of America don't have what's right.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. They got the freedom of religion.
Amen.
Thank God. And they don't have what's right. A whole lot of them are lost.
Amen.
A whole lot of them is in error.
Amen.
And they won't come to the truth and won't take the truth.
Amen.
Then the Bible talks.
The unclean shall not pass over.
See that? Now you're talking about you in holy and committing all these unclean acts. You're not in no holiness.
No, sir.
Thank God. I'm talking about holiness. Some of that call themselves holiness.
Amen.
Thank God. Well, I hear him preaching. I know one thing. Yeah, you're right. Holy, right. I'm in the right thing. You're not in the right thing, all that filth you're doing.
No, sir.
If you're in the right thing, you're in holiness. You won't be committing all those filth acts.
That's right.
You won't be doing all that kind of junk. Now, this is holiness. This is what holiness is all about.
Amen.
Thank God. Yeah, I've been in a long time. No, you've been around.
That's right.
Thank God. If you've been close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. If you hadn't been in it. But you get in it, thank God, amen. You're going to do what's right.
Amen.
If you're of the truth, you're going to hear this right
amen.
Here. Thank God. Let the Bible talk.
The unclean shall not pass over.
Now, I didn't say it. Now, you say you're in it, but had the Bible talk.
Amen.
The Bible said the unclean, it can't even pass over.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
You know what? On that, we've got a highway out there. We got a expressway out there. Let me tell you something. They don't let you get on no expressway, no bicycle.
No, sir.
I don't care how fast you can pedal it.
Amen.
I don't care how many speeds it got on. You can't get on the expressway with no bicycle. That's right. Go and jump on the expressway with a bicycle.
Amen.
Thank God. All that kind of life. You live here, the expressway here. Thank God. That highway called holding. And you're going to jump on there. Thank God. Doing any kind of stuff. You can't get on the. Telling you here. You can't get on this highway doing
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Thank God. They're unclean. You can't pass over this highway.
No,
thank God. If you think you can, go out there and tell a man, say, well, I used to ride in the bicycle race.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Amen. Let me get on the expressway and get up, jump on the expressway. Way with it.
Amen.
And you'll find out.
Sure.
They're unclean. You can't pass over this highway.
Well,
thank God. If you think you can, go out there and tell a man, say, well, I used to ride in the bicycle race.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Amen. Let me get on the expressway and get up, jump on the expressway with it.
Amen.
And you'll find out.
Sure.
Thank God. You jump on holy and not doing all the kind of filth some people are doing, thank God, and see if God accept that.
Amen.
It's unclean. They can't pass over this.
Amen.
You can't pass over. You might be bluffing all right, but you can't pass over this right here.
That's right.
I don't care. I'm not bluffing you. The whole
Amen.
Lot of people are good at bluffing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cousin one time, he was good at bluffing. That fella blew up, man, rolled it out, man, looked like he was going to tear the world down. Thank God, amen. He was good at bluffing, thank God.
Amen.
Then time somebody grabbed him, thank God, he go to running.
Oh, man.
Thank God, go to Harley, thank God. Amen. Some people good at bluffing.
Oh, man.
Thank God, but you can't bluff in holiness.
That's right.
Thank God, some people say, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
But you can't fake it in holiness till you make
no,
it.
No.
You better have the right thing, or you
that
fake it.
Right.
You, it's just a matter of time.
No, amen.
It's just a matter of time, that devil going to knock you down.
Yes,
thank
amen.
God. They don't fake it till you make it. You got to be real.
Amen.
They sing the song, whatever you do, let it be real.
That's right.
It got to be real what you're doing.
Amen.
If you love, let it be real.
Amen.
If you're praying, let it be real.
Amen.
If you're singing, let it be real.
Yeah.
Let it be real. Let it be real.
Yeah.
So you can't fake this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. The devil know when you're faking.
Amen.
Thank God know when you're faking.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, two people of God, they know when you're faking.
Amen.
Like I tell him, a spiritual man, he judges all things.
Yes, amen.
Yet he himself is judge of no man.
Right.
He know he can feel the vibe coming from you whether you're faking or not.
Yes,
but we got to be real, folks.
Amen.
You holler, I love you. Thank God. You got to be real in that love.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Yes,
thank
amen.
God. You're not real. Thank God. God knows you're not real.
Amen.
If you're not real, thank God, amen. Thank God, that's not going to stand up.
That's right.
Thank God, we got to get the thing right.
Yes, sir.
So, the holiness, this is what we've been preaching going on 10 years. Almost, thank God, amen. Thank God, on 10 years.
Amen.
Thank God, amen. Our bishop left us, thank God, in about 94, I think it was.
That's right.
Thank God, amen. Going on, what, 2004, thank God, it'll be 10 years.
That's right.
Thank God, I know, we've been standing too.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God, we don't let down for nobody. We don't do it for membership.
Amen.
Thank God, we're not preaching for money.
No,
we're
sir.
Not hired.
Great bishop.
Thank God, amen. I know what I call it, but give me a mic, thank God, 3 and about 11.
Amen.
Let me see what that says.
Thank
God. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad for this right here.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. I know how we've been standing.
Amen.
I ask people, hold up here. I know how we've been standing.
That's
why I got confident when I lead people here. Thank God. I know you're going to have the word.
Amen.
There's no doubt about it in my mind. You're going to have the scriptures.
Amen.
Now, thank God for it.
Amen.
I, like I said, I can't speak for nobody else, but I can speak for us.
Amen.
I'm going to talk that I do know.
Amen.
Testify that I have seen.
Amen.
I know this and I have seen this happening here.
Amen.
But I can't speak for other places.
Amen.
Listen to Bible talk.
The head thereof. Judge for reward.
See that? You want somebody to reward you. He won't judge for reward.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. You don't give him nothing. Thank God. Ain't nobody do no judging.
Amen.
Thank God. The head, he going to judge for reward.
Amen.
Look in the Bible talk.
And the priest thereof. Teach for reward.
Amen. You got to hire him.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. The priest thereof.
Amen.
Come on.
And the priest thereof. Teach for her.
You got to hire him.
Amen.
Thank God. You got to tell him his salary. You got to give him a salary.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that right? All them old priests, thank God, out there playing, molesting them boys.
Amen.
Molesting them children for years. You hide it.
Amen.
Thank God. You got him laying up there living in some place. Thank God, taking care of him.
Amen.
Amen. You're not hiding. Thank God. They want you to hide him. Listen to Bible talk.
And the prophet thereof. Divine for money.
You got to pay him. You got to give him something.
Amen.
Now, hear the book talking
yes,
now.
Sir.
Thank God. Here we come along. Thank God. I've been telling him for 10 years now.
Amen.
If you want somebody to run a revival, call me.
Amen.
Right.
You don't have to give me half of the gate.
No, Amen. Sir.
Thank God, amen. I get to pumping this right out here. Thank God, you hardly get nothing for yourself to pay your light bill. But I get to. Because folks don't want the truth.
No, they don't.
I've been telling them 10 years right over this radio.
Amen.
And been over television.
Yes,
if you want a revival, call Pastor Brian.
Yes.
Call Brother Brian.
Yes.
Thank God, I'll come run a revival for you.
Yes,
and you can keep all the gate.
Amen.
Thank God, I don't preach like that.
Amen.
Thank God for you. Amen. Yes, but you think they call me in 10 years, I'm going to call me.
Amen.
Hmm. Thank God, amen. Yeah, they call somebody else, but they're not going to call me.
No, man.
Thank God, because and the more people that come in town that run revivals, they want half of the gate.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They want half of the dough.
Thank God, a third of the door, a third of the gate. Thank God. But we don't go for that, thank God. Amen. Listen to Bible talk.
Yet when they lean upon the Lord.
Yet when they lean upon the Lord.
And say. It's not the Lord among us.
And not to that, not all the junk you're doing tonight. It's not God among us.
Amen.
And he's not with us. He's not dealing with us.
Yeah,
listen
amen.
To Bible talk.
None evil. Can't come upon us.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Amen.
Thank God. That's what you're saying. Thank God. No evil shall come upon us. But let me tell you something, thank God. It's just a matter of time.
Amen.
Thank God. It's just a matter of time. Thank God. What that 2 Peter 2, thank God, by 1, let me
amen.
See. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Listen to Bible talk.
But there were false prophets.
But there were false prophets.
Also among the people.
They're there. Thank God. We're not surprised at that. We're not amazed at that.
Mm-mm.
There are false prophets also among the people.
Amen.
Listen to the Bible.
Even as there should be false teachers.
Just like there should be false teachers.
Among you.
Among you.
Yeah.
And that's right. The Bible, he said they're going to be among us.
That's right.
Thank God. I'm not surprised at that.
Oh, sir.
Listen to the Bible talk.
Who privately. Shall bring in
damnable heresies.
Yeah.
Damnable doctrine.
Amen.
Damnable teaching.
Preacher.
They're going to bring that in.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank God. The Bible going to be fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
They're going to bring that in. Amen. You know what heresy is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Amen. A damnable doctrine, damnable teaching, damnable beliefs.
Right.
Thank God. Listen to the Bible talk.
Who privately shall bring in damnable heresy.
Not that it's in there, they shall bring it in.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to the Bible talk.
Even denying the Lord that bought them.
Even denying the Lord that brought them.
Yes.
Come on.
And bring upon themselves swift destruction.
No evil won't come upon us. Thank God, we're doing all these things, but there's no evil. But the Bible says he's going to bring that swift destruction upon
Amen.
Them. Listen to the Bible talk.
And many shall follow.
No, a few.
And many shall follow.
Oh, we got a big congregation over here.
Many.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the Bible talking.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got a little small folk over there. High in the world, all is wrong and y'all right. And then a little bit of folks you got. Thank Amen. God. Amen. But the Bible said, many shall follow.
Definitely.
And what kind of their holy way, their right way, their just way.
Their pernicious way.
That Bible said it.
Amen.
Now, isn't that the Bible right?
Yes, sir.
Now, y'all hear me tonight now.
Preach.
Thank God. You all are watching this that night. You hear what I say now.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Many going to follow their pernicious way.
Amen.
Why many? Give me, thank God, Matthew 7, thank God, 13.
Amen. Don't
Many going to follow that.
Yes, sir.
But I tell you what, we stay with what we got.
Amen.
Every now and then a soul get baptized, and 4,000, or 2,000, 3,000. Thank God, we still stay with what we got.
Amen.
Thank God for the young daughter went back today. She said, I was coming there. I'd have been around the other churches. But I found myself coming right back here because I want to be taught more about holiness.
Amen.
And so I said, it's time that day. Thank God, you had to pull off some things. Thank God, amen. You'll learn about it if you come here.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to teach holiness here.
Amen.
We're going to teach how you're going to dress. It don't make how people cry.
Amen.
And how people say you shouldn't teach that.
Amen.
We're going to teach it, and we're going to tell you how you ought to dress yourself.
Amen.
How you should adorn yourself,
Amen.
And adorn yourself with the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
And we're going to teach it.
Yes,
and we're not going to get back from it. Thank God, amen. We're not amazed by how many folks. Some people got 20,000, 22,000. I'm not amazed at that.
That's right.
So listen to Bible talk. The 7:13 of Matthew.
Amen. Enter in at the straight gate.
You got to go in at the straight gate.
Amen.
Come on.
For wide is the gate.
See, you hear this? Wide is the gate.
And broad is the way.
Now, you know, broad is the way. Allow some of everything to go on. You can do some of everything.
Amen.
Women in there with pants on, shouting and dancing and carrying on. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. And men just about with dresses on and with blouses on.
Okay.
Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Anything going, but they're all right.
Amen.
Preacher got an ashtray full of cigarette butts in his study.
Amen.
They got whiskey back there. Got a bar back there in a pastor's study.
Yeah.
A bar.
Oh,
he need a pulpit.
Yes, amen.
Back there, he need a podium back there, not a bar.
Amen.
And he would have one us behind that pulpit.
Yes,
thank God. And that podium looking right toward his death, preaching to him.
Amen.
It's all kind of the broad is the way.
Amen.
And that gate is wide, that house there. Isn't that right? People love that way.
Yes, sir.
Anytime you have to quit doing nothing, folks will go there.
Amen.
But when you got to give up something, you got to sacrifice, folks don't want to do that.
No.
How many men want to go to a job where they got to work?
No. No, sir.
How many kids go to take college class and go to class where the professor will make them do some work?
No.
They search around.
Amen.
What about Professor so-and-so? Oh, he easy. He don't give you much to do. He marked on the curb. That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
I don't want to do much work. I got an outside job, and I don't have time to do no homework. I don't have time to do no study. Well, quit school then. Because you're doing injustice to yourself.
Amen.
Am I right? You're doing injustice to yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Then get on somewhere, thank God, and work two jobs. Like you're going to have to do, thank God, if you can't get one good one.
Amen.
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 Thank God. But they don't want to go nowhere hard.
Amen.
When they come around, they search around here. They come in here. And they look around in here. And they say, the troop over here. And sometimes they say, I know where to go if I want to live right.
That's
go
right.
to God, true worshiper.
Amen.
But they're not ready to live right, so they don't come.
Amen.
Amen. They don't want to come here. Thank God, you got to quit doing too many things.
Amen.
Thank God, I got to stop my cigarette smoking.
Amen.
Thank God, old club across the street over there now. Thank God, have the park, on the weekends, I have the parking lot packed out over here almost.
Right,
thank God, I said, look what, look like they're giving away something.
Amen.
Thank God, you come here. Thank God, they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Our store open. Say, we're going to get away television.
Yeah.
Thank God, 99 cents you can get a television. They camp out overnight.
Amen.
I told the brother, I said, you see that one along the wall there?
Yes,
I said, when we open our church, I said, let God tell us that the first 9 folks enter in, that he can cut it back to 5.
Yeah.
The first 5 folks enter into the church when they're marching over there, I'm going to give them the Holy Ghost. They don't have to quit doing nothing, don't have to stop doing nothing. I'm going to save them. The first 5. You think they're going to camp out?
No, they ain't going to camp out.
No, they ain't going to be there.
They don't have to give 99 cents in the offering. He said, that 5 don't have to give nothing in the offering.
Yeah.
Get all the money and want back home. Don't give them nothing. I'm going to give them the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
How many of you think going to camp out on our porch over there? Around the gate, waiting to be the first 5 to get in so they can get the Holy Ghost. Not a one of them.
Not a one, bitch.
Thank God for you. But see, carnal things,
Amen.
Natural things, we seek after those things.
Amen.
We go after those things.
Amen.
And so here the Bible talking about broad, amen, wide to get. Broad is the way.
Amen.
There's a wide way. See?
Amen.
And when there's a wide way, thank God, something everything can go on.
Amen. Right.
Thank God. But when you come to this way, this is a narrow way.
Amen.
Thank God. And we preach against a whole lot of things other people dare to preach against.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God, God been laying it on me. I'm going to keep on preaching it. Babies all out of wedlock, not in God.
Amen.
You can say whether he ought to leave on again, out of wedlock, not in God.
Not in God.
Not in God.
Amen.
Amen. Dating and wooing and kissing one another, and you're not married, not in God.
Amen.
Good night kissing, not in God.
Amen.
Because somebody done got the lust.
Yes, sir.
When you get the kissing, somebody done got the lust.
Amen.
You get the hugging too tight, something going on.
Yes, sir.
Because you got man in you.
Amen.
And she got woman in her.
Amen.
Am I right about
Amen.
It? Yeah, we're giving the Bible.
Amen.
Nothing but give me Proverbs 6, thank God, and 23. Let me see if that's what I want. 6 and about 23.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad for this right
Amen.
Here. What I'm teaching out there, go for this church.
Amen.
Am I right about it? You can you can talk to a young lady, but you don't have to hug up and kiss her.
No.
You didn't care how to lunch, but keep your distance.
Amen.
She on that side of the table, you on this side.
Amen.
She ain't got to set up next to you.
Amen. That's right, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. You got to hug you when you get through.
Preach.
Ooh, you so nice. He's more than nice, too.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's more than nice.
Amen. Yes, he is.
Amen. No, put fire and match it together. Put fire and match it together. Go ahead on. Get out there in your garage. Open up cans of thank God. Amen. Gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And just stand right behind the gasoline can and be the second match it. He loved me.
Oh, yeah.
He loved me not. He loved me. He loved me not.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You go ahead and do that now.
Yeah.
And have the garage door closed up and close it all off.
Amen.
It won't be long.
Amen.
Amen.
You keep blowing around his ear, he blowing around your ear.
Amen.
And hugging him, thank God. He got a hand in your back while he's squeezing you tight. Thank God. Keep on doing that.
Amen.
Ain't nothing going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. That's your mind. That's your mind. Then you come over showing up trying to act like your mate was a Mary.
Yeah.
I ain't had nothing to do with no man. I don't know how this happened.
Bridget.
I'm going to tell it, though.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank God. I'm going to tell it. Thank God.
Oh,
amen. Man, you get a wife. I got a wife. I was in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. But I know how to keep my distance, though.
Amen.
And she's sitting over there. Mother sitting over there with her. Now, she's a decent lady. Still one.
Amen.
And she was decent then.
Oh, Bishop.
Amen. I didn't never tell her to test your love out with me.
Mm-hmm.
I tell her to test my love out. Thank God. She would have left. Thank God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. A decent lady will leave you.
Amen.
She'll walk off from you and say, you must have lost your mind.
Amen.
You're crazy.
Amen.
That's a decent woman, I'll say.
Yes, amen. Amen.
That's right, man.
Amen. I had better sense than that. We're starting to live right. We're starting to live holy.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I'm teaching that thing. Like, can I take one out of lunch? Yeah, I think I'd love to know what you're doing.
You're right, Bishop.
You ain't got no business sitting up in our house 2 o'clock in the morning eating biscuits, thank God, and drinking coffee.
Amen.
2 o'clock in the morning.
No, go home.
Amen.
Talk, Bishop.
Amen.
Oh, you
said
it too.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You sure make some good coffee. You make more than good coffee too. Hang in there.
Amen.
Hang in there.
Amen.
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 I tell you, if you want to live, that's what I say. Broad is the way now.
Amen.
That's why many don't want to come here because we teach a standard here.
Amen.
And you got to lift up a standard.
Amen.
Yes. Thank God. So they don't run to this too much now. Thank God. That's why we ain't going to have no 20,000 members.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. That one that build them big old dorms like that, thank God. I do good. Thank God. I can go in there. I can hold serve in their restroom and won't pack it out just about.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And I know it, too.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to get back when I'm preaching them. Because thank God I know it right.
Yes, sir.
And all the time, folk call and say, hold of what you got.
Amen.
Hold of what you got, brother. Say, you got it, you hold to it, and I'm going to hold to it.
Yes, sir.
Sooner or later, they got to come.
Amen.
No way else to go, you must come.
Amen.
You must come to this.
Amen.
We must come to this.
Yes,
if none of that right, you can't hardly find nothing.
Amen.
You can't hardly, trying to find a needle in a haystack right here in Atlanta with all these churches.
Yes, sir.
It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Amen.
Thank God when you try to find true holiness.
Amen.
Somebody got to stand up, thank God, and say they're holy. And I'm talking about preaching holiness and living holy. It's hard to find.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hard to find.
Yes, sir.
Listen to the Bible talk.
Yes.
Come on.
Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23.
Yes.
For the commandment is a lamp.
For the commandment is a lamp.
And the law is light.
And the law is light.
And reproofs of instruction.
And reproofs of instruction.
Are the way of life.
Are the way, that's the way of life, folks.
Amen.
Reproof of instruction and the way of life. Don't get upset about instruction.
Amen.
That's the way of life.
Yes.
Amen. Isn't that right? Like we said, troubling all the man up, and prone to trouble at the fox fly upward. Then hear the Bible talking. You're prone to instruction too.
Amen.
Thank God. Don't get upset with that. When somebody reproves you, don't get upset.
Amen.
That's the way of life.
Yes.
Listen.
To keep thee from the evil woman.
From the evil woman.
From the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman.
See that? From the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman.
Yes.
Come on.
Lust not after her beauty in thine heart.
Lust not after her beauty in thine heart.
Neither. Let her take thee. With her eyelids.
Don't let her take you with her eyelids.
Amen.
Don't let her put all that makeup on, all that junk on, thank God, and mascara on, and hear you done fell for.
Amen.
And whatever, don't let her look like Jezebel and you fall for that. Don't let her look like Madonna.
Tell the bishop, man.
Thank God, hear you going for that.
Amen.
Thank God, hear the Bible talking now.
Yes, sir.
Thank God, don't let her take you with her eyelids.
Mm-mm.
She blinking her eyelid and batting her eyes.
Yeah.
You keep batting your eye, don't want you. Better get that net out of it.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Thank God. Amen. Something done got in that eye. Thank God.
Amen.
You batting it like that. No, you're not batting it at me.
Talk, Bishop. Amen. Talk,
Bishop. Amen. I got the word here.
Amen.
You have the Bible talking now.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
For by means.
Of a whorish woman.
A man is brought to a piece of bread.
Did the book say it?
Amen.
Did the book say it?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life.
That's what the adulteress will hunt for the precious life.
Yes.
Listen.
Can a man? Take fire in his bosom.
I want you to answer that.
Amen.
Thank God. If you say, yeah, let someone pull down your bosom.
Yeah.
It's winter after a while. A lot of going to be burning fireplaces.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to let them coal get hot in there. I mean real hot in there. It look like they're waving in that thing so hot. Them coals hot. And let somebody take a shovel and get in. You pull your T-shirt open and drop it down there.
Man. No, sir.
They think a man can take fire in his bosom.
Yes.
Come on.
And his clothes not be burned.
And his clothes not only his clothes, his skin going to be burned.
Sure
will.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. They drop them down there. Thank God. A man can take that. So what the Bible telling you, can a man get with another woman and do all this junk, thank God, and don't have no desire?
No.
That's what the Bible telling you.
Yes,
listen.
Can one go upon hot coals?
Can one go upon hot coals?
And his feet not be burned?
I don't care if a man not married. Could a woman sit in your lap and that's the end of it?
Talk, Bishop.
Can a woman be sitting in there and then picking in your face and then busting black hairs out of your face?
Tell it, Bishop.
Rubbing your head? Can that happen?
That ain't gonna work.
Can that happen?
Talk, Bishop.
Yeah, the book got it here now.
Amen.
But see, creation don't like this kind of teaching.
Man.
They don't like it. They don't want this kind of teaching. Nah, look at that. He don't want nobody to have no boyfriend. Mm. Don't want nobody to have no girlfriend. Ain't nobody no sissy.
Yeah.
You said you were one. I didn't say you were one.
Amen.
But I'm telling you how to conduct yourself, though.
Bishop.
Amen. Something I want to be able to wedlock and being on welfare.
Yes, amen.
And getting hot with the welfare, thank God, and getting hot with Bush.
Tell
and with Republicans.
Amen.
And won't get hot with the man that left the child there.
Yeah.
And won't work and won't take care, won't buy no no pampers, and won't buy no bottle, and won't buy no pacifier.
Amen. He ain't going to buy now. Don't, Bishop.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for you. I'm telling you how you can do it now.
Amen.
Listen.
So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife.
You hear that? He that goeth into the neighbor's wife.
Whosoever toucheth her. Shall not be innocent.
I'm talking holiness here.
Amen.
Now they're holiness I'm preaching.
Amen.
I don't know what whole lot up for, but they're holiness I'm preaching.
Amen.
Am I right about
Amen.
It? Yeah, you can talk to a woman. Thank God. Amen. Give me 1 Corinthians 7:1. Hold that what you got, my brother. Thank God.
Amen.
Still got that Matthew 7, thank God, 13.
Preach it.
Amen.
I'm telling you about. Amen. That, and then say, I mean, 1 Corinthians 7, thank God, and 1.
Amen. Not concerning the thing where you wrote unto me.
Listen, not concerning the thing where you wrote unto me.
It is good for a man.
It is good for a man.
Not to touch a woman.
And you know what kind of way the Bible talking about touch.
Oh, yeah.
Every kind of way you don't touch no woman, thank God, amen. We shake a lot of women's hands. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to cut that out there. And therefore, not to shake a hand, thank God, talking about that kind of touch.
Amen.
They were touching with lust and kissing and going on.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And laying with one another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Better not to touch that woman or to avoid fornication.
Amen.
Amen. How you avoid fornication? Get a wife.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Then you don't commit fornication. Amen. You got a wife now.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, the book talking
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Amen. Get yourself a wife.
That's right.
Amen. Talk about all the funny stuff out.
Amen.
Amen. No, you're not going to no drive-in. No, you ain't going to no drive-in. Set up in no drive-in.
No drive-in.
Yeah. Drive-in or driveway. Thank God. And get in the house and sit down for a couple of hours and then going back home.
Amen.
So, that's the drive-in you need to do. The driveway, not drive-in. Yeah. The driveway.
Amen. Lord. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all let me talk.
Amen.
Anytime a man want to get in the dark, he's not up for something good.
No, he ain't.
Then he want to get in the dark. They riot at the night.
Amen.
And the Bible talks about they riot at night.
Amen.
Man get in the dark, he want to slip and do something.
Amen.
Set in the light.
Get that light.
Set in the light.
Praise.
Why are you going to the drive-in?
Tell it.
Don't. I'll tell you what, people are so bold now, they do the same thing in the cinema they do in the drive-in now.
Told you.
Now, isn't it all right?
Amen.
Isn't it all right? I say that's a straight way.
Oh, you're right.
When you lay things down straight.
Amen.
And I'm teaching it in here.
Tell
so it. Let me tell you that if you don't teach it in here, they'll pop up in hell with big bellies.
Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
Oh, and who's in it? And it'll be some brother sitting right in the church looking.
Yeah, well. Amen. Oh, you trying to
anyway, she in here and he in here.
Amen. Yes, sir. There you go.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And be testifying strong.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And if you look at the only show, must be eating a whole lot. Man, ain't eating a whole lot.
No.
Some meth eating now with
that's
them.
So. Amen.
Thank God. That's the problem. Some meth eating too.
Amen.
I'll say the book says.
Amen.
Now, amen. Thank God. You don't give it out in here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't preach it. Don't say nothing about it.
Amen.
No, don't say nothing about it.
No.
Thank you'll find out what you have.
Yes, sir.
A whole lot of you getting together having oranges.
That's right.
And you think they're over there praying, having prayer band.
Amen.
Don't say nothing about it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Friends. Don't be.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm coming tight.
Yeah,
somebody
amen.
Say, look at that man getting rough and rough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy,
rough.
Man.
Rough.
Amen.
Rough.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
I'm rough and I'm ready.
Amen.
I was a little boy a long time ago. We used to have a cartoon character called Rough and Ready. Thank God I'm rough and I'm ready.
Oh,
I'll stay ready. I'll stay rough too.
Amen.
Thank God. That's why I want God to keep me rough like
amen.
That. Thank God.
Amen.
I want to keep me, thank God, amen, with a hard face.
Amen.
Every time the folk frown and clown about what I'm preaching, he want me to come right back and still teach it.
Amen.
Still teach it. I got a daughter sitting in there, 17, 16 years old. Soon will be 17. I got her. I got a son in there, thank God. 15. Soon will be 16. I want to continue to teach this.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I want them to catch hold to it.
Amen.
I don't want you singing in no choir. I want you saved.
That's right.
I want to get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want you playing nothing in church. I want you saved.
Right.
All the education you get, you better get saved.
Amen.
You better get the Holy Ghost with that education.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let the Bible talk. Come on.
It is good for a man.
It is good for a man.
Not to touch a woman.
Not to touch a woman.
Nevertheless.
To avoid fornication.
Let every man.
Have
his own wife.
Get your own wife. And that go both ways. You marry your own wife. Thank God you live with your own wife.
Yes, sir.
Have your own wife. Let every man have his own wife. That means me to have Sister Bride.
Amen.
And not another woman, too. You can
Amen.
Take it that way, too.
Rachel.
Have his own wife. Lay with his own
Amen.
Wife. Because he lay with somebody else's wife or somebody else's daughter, he's committed adultery.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
Amen. I got a wife. Thank God. Amen. If I don't lay with her, I get with somebody else. Thank God. I have messed up.
Yes, Amen. Oh, Bishop.
I say the book said it.
Amen. Book said it.
Book said it.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let it. Thank God. If you know you can't lie, it's better to marry
than
to burn.
Amen.
I know they're burning early now. Don't come to me no 12 years old time I'm ready to get hooked up.
No.
Well, you better keep on burning then. Thank God. I can't help you.
Amen.
I'm on 12 years old and going with men 25.
Amen.
I seen something last night, thank God, you know, looking at lipstick, fine, see, I know you can't hardly find, couldn't find them. I even been looking for religious folks, thank God, amen. It happened flesh off and come across a coughing. There's a fella 12 years old. He started out 12 years old cross-dressing. Now, you ashamed.
Amen.
Young thing out there on the road called and got a dress on and a blouse. Thank God that a hat turned backwards. Thank God. Amen. Well, how long you been doing this? Amen. Since I was 12.
Amen. My Lord.
Cross-dressing.
Amen.
Shame before God.
Amen.
And now you're done messing up now because people think it's right now when you stick a bishop in that gate. Now you done messed up now.
Amen.
I hope God let me say something about it every time I come across here.
Yes, sir.
Amen. There's a shame, a disgrace before God.
Amen.
And you going to tell me you believe the Bible? He that believeth on me, and the scripture has said, y'all holding that scripture?
Amen.
Get, go and get that for me.
Amen.
I'm glad God got it on my mind.
Amen.
I'm going to make them sick of me.
Amen, Bishop.
Thank God I'm sick of me.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes I hear people say, we'll come to somebody and say, oh, you make me sick. We'll tell them, say, die and prove.
Yeah, amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. I'll make you sick, die and prove.
Yes,
I'll believe when you die.
Yeah.
If you die, say, I sure must have made them sick, man.
Amen.
Now I want you to die. Now I want you to repent. Die to sin.
That's right.
And prove to me, thank God.
Yes, sir.
So you can forgive me. If you die to the sin, you'll forgive me.
Right.
All right, listen.
St. John chapter 7 and verse 38.
Yes, sir.
He that believeth on me.
He that believeth on me.
As the scripture has said.
As the scripture has said.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
I'm going to show you that religious thing that did that. The same Bible they say they get up and preach and carry with them. They don't believe on him like
Amen.
The scripture say.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to show you that. Give me 1 Timothy 3 and 1.
Amen.
I'm going to take my time. I'm going to show you this.
Amen.
I'm going to show you this.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that right? You have this, and you give me, thank God, Matthew 22:29.
Amen.
And y'all have this self-program. If you're in any of them like this, you better fall out. You better
Amen.
Get out of there.
Okay.
You better get out of there.
Yes, sir.
You're just a matter of time.
Amen.
All right, listen to Bob.
This is a true saying.
This is a true saying.
If a man desire the office of a bishop.
Well, yeah, he meet that part. He is a man. Mm-hmm. He meet that part now. He's a man. If a man
Amen.
Desire. Come on.
He desire a good work.
Yeah, he desire good work. He's a he.
Amen.
Come on.
A bishop then. Must be blameless.
Well, all right. Thank God. But he don't meet that part now.
No, he don't.
That he not blameless
Amen.
Now. And the reason why he not blameless is what the Bible says.
The husband of one wife.
See that he don't have a wife. He got a mate.
Preacher.
He got a domestic partner.
Tell it.
Thank God he don't meet that. See?
Amen.
Thank God. Now, do you believe only what the scripture say? And you gonna say if I'm gay? In this church here, they're looking at preaching the scripture every Sunday and all, and y'all listen to preach brother Monday night. And then they say, well, we're going to make Brother Brown a bishop anyway. He gay.
No, sir.
He got some old hard rock head sitting up there in the house with him.
Mm-hmm.
Another jar head. But we're going to make him a bishop anyway.
No bishop.
He cooking and doing the garden and all, and the rock head, thank God, going out and bringing in the bread. Because he the wife. Brother Brown the wife.
He ain't. Don't bishop.
We're going to make him a bitch. That thing says, I got to be the husband of one wife.
Amen.
I'll have Sister Geraldine. I got Brother Jerry. I know the Jerry.
Man.
I'll somebody live with me named Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, huh? But you're going to make me a bishop.
Amen. Get it.
The Bible says, I got to be the husband of one wife.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Husband of one wife.
Amen.
Now you see what you're doing, and that means you don't even take the scripture for what it says.
Amen.
But yet you're gonna preach from it, you're gonna get up and you're gonna read from it, thank God, and say you're Episcopalian.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hmm? Now, amen. See what done happened with the scripture?
Amen.
And knowing the scripture that a bishop had to be the husband of one wife.
Amen.
And he got to be blameless.
Amen.
And a bishop is not blameless if he loving us. Give me Romans 1:26.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I'm going to make it plain as I can
oh,
to you.
Yes.
Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Nobody in here better not jump up.
No, sir. Praise it.
And say, I done forgot who I am. I don't know no more.
Amen.
You better not jump up with that.
Oh, we don't dare.
I can tell you. Let's go to the Bible and show you what you are.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. God, I believe the scripture right here.
Amen.
No gay deacon. I'm not setting nobody no deacon.
No.
Amen. I won't set no woman up as no deacon. And you can look at me, yes, I'm going to look right in the camera, and I'm going to say it. Thank God. I will not set a woman up as a preacher or as a pastor or as an evangelist. Mm-hmm. I will not do it.
No, sir.
Because I believe the Bible.
Amen.
I believe the Bible. I will not make a deaconess because I believe the Bible.
Because
the Bible say one was in there, I'll make one.
Amen.
But the Bible say there's a deaconess, I won't make one.
No, sir. Amen.
I'm going to hold to it. Amen. I won't take back.
That's right,
my wife, great, good education. Smart, intelligent woman. But she got to be holy, though.
Yes, sir.
And if she's holy, she will not want to be a preacher.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Not a one.
Not a one.
I want God to hear, let me say something about that every time I preach and about gays and about this gay bishop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give him what you got, brother.
Romans chapter 1 and verse 26.
All right, read.
For this cause.
I say that man is not blameless.
Amen.
All right, read.
God gave them up unto vile affection.
God gave them up to vile affection. Isn't that right? Now, how can he be blameless if he got vile affection?
Amen. That's right.
Huh? Thank God. Isn't that corrupt loving feeling?
Amen.
Vile, corrupt. Amen. Isn't that affectionate loving feeling?
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Well, let us break it down to you.
Amen.
If you don't understand and you can't do it, I'll break it down to you.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Amen. That's corrupt loving feeling.
Amen.
I got a corrupt, there's a man standing next to me, there's a man right here. Yes, I got an eye that I got a affectionate feeling for either one of these men. That's a corrupt feeling.
Yes,
because
sir.
I'm not supposed to have that kind of amen feeling for a man.
No,
I should have that kind of feeling for a woman,
amen.
For a female.
That's
and
right.
That's a corrupt, loving feeling.
Amen. That's right.
Isn't that right? God gave up the vile affection.
Amen, sir.
That kind of feeling that you have, and that feeling you have is a corrupt feeling.
Yes.
Because it's not the right kind of feeling to have.
Jeez,
and how can a bishop be blaming if he got a feeling like that for a partner in his house that is a male?
Amen.
He cannot.
No,
he is not blameless.
No,
he got a spot on him.
Yes. Amen.
Because the Bible said it.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes,
thank God. It's abomination to God.
Yes,
if you do it, it's abomination.
Yes.
So you're not blameless.
No, sir. Amen.
Am I right about
yes.
it? Glory to God.
Amen.
We're going to say it.
Yes, sir.
This is the Bible talk.
For even their women. Did change the natural use.
Change the natural use.
Into that which is against
glory
nature.
Glory to God. That which is against what?
Nature.
See that? Not even against God. If you listen to nature.
Amen.
Nature teach a woman she should love her, have affection, feeling for another woman.
Amen.
Your nature teach that.
Amen.
Not God, but God put a nature in you that let you know that.
Amen.
That let you feel uneasy
Amen.
About loving another woman.
Yes, sir.
That nature in you.
Amen.
God put something in you.
Amen.
To make you feel, say, oh no, this is not right.
Amen.
Not the Bible, but what the feeling in me is not right.
Yes,
the spirit in me is not right.
Yes, you, Bishop. Yes. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
Am I right? That's a gift.
Nick.
Not with a gift.
Amen. That's right.
And the bishop doing something, that's a gift.
Yes,
your bishop is doing something against nature.
Yes, sir. Amen.
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 Just don't need to, you don't have to, you don't have to teach this in the church. Your nature
Amen.
Ought to tell you that's not right.
That's right, bishop.
Let me tell you something, America. Your justice, whoever making your law in your constitution, making your amendment, and whatever state gonna make marriage by men to the same sex, amen, legal, thank God. You ought to know, thank God. It ought to teach you something.
That's right.
Man. That's against nature for two men to marry.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to hear this teaching.
Man.
Thank God. It ought to tell you something.
Man.
You ought to know that the union, thank God, in a marriage is between a male and a female without any books saying so. Nature ought to tell you that.
That's teaching, Bishop. Amen. Yes, sir. Make it plain, Bishop. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Yeah, you look mad.
Man.
Well, I'm not mad.
No,
no. I'm just telling you the truth.
Yes, sir.
Bishop. Am I right about
Amen.
It? The bet, hold that. Give me Isaiah. We're going to go. I'm going to go right there. Isaiah 28:20.
Yes, sir. Man, that's it.
Isaiah 28:20.
Amen.
Thank God for the book.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for the word.
Amen. Don't miss it.
Yeah, that's why they call him Lucas. That's why they call him me.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. What else around?
Amen.
What else is around?
Preach,
who else taking a bold stand like that on Monday morning?
Amen.
Tell me.
Tell it.
I won't say Monday morning. Monday.
Tell it.
Man.
Yes, sir.
I get the whole day.
Television.
Monday.
Yes,
not just 5 to 6. Anytime before that and after on Monday. Who else?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Preach it.
That's why they got to call you. When they see that, they got to call you. They got to say, they look at you and say, I ain't seen nothing there.
No.
I ain't seen nobody else teach you like that.
Don't
Amen.
And you know what? I'm persuaded. You're right.
You're right.
Yes, you're right.
Listen.
For the bed is sore.
What is it?
For the bed is sore.
Isn't that right? The bed done got sore.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you something. I don't know if you ever experienced that or not, but I felt a tall fella, like, you know, not all that tall, but, you know, I guess compared to some, you know, above the norm, thank God, about 6'2". And let me tell you something. Back then, they had them little short beds, like, thank God, they ain't a little short bed or something. And let me tell you something, that's the most uncomfortable thing. I get my pillow, my head on the pillow, my feet hanging off. I get my feet on my head hanging off.
Amen.
Thank God, that's uncomfortable.
Amen.
And the Bible says, see, we done got the bed shorter.
Amen.
Shorter than what?
That a man can stretch himself on it.
See, you can't get by this.
That's right.
Not anybody out there. I don't care. It don't have to be that bishop. Anybody else do some junk like that, I'm going to come with the word.
Yes, sir.
The bed done got shorter now.
Amen.
Thank God that a man can scratch himself on it. We shorten the bed up. Then the word coming in, it get everybody.
Amen.
Thank God, amen. You're going to get uncomfortable.
Amen.
I want to preach it to that bishop, get uncomfortable.
Amen.
Thank God, I want to preach it to the church, get uncomfortable.
Amen.
Thank God, amen. Tell me, thank God, one didn't come to a concentration service and you're going to turn him out. You turn out the wrong one.
Yes, sir.
You see how wrong people do?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Barabbas and Jesus. What they did with Jesus and Barabbas.
Yeah.
You look at, thank God, you look at your Justice Moore. You look at your former president.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, amen, you had two here. Now, both of them, thank God, you say, did something, thank God, didn't hold integrity, thank God, of the judicial system. Huh? Well, you got rid of one, but you let the other one stay in.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Yes, amen. Sir.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I'll hit that too. I'll hit that too.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about
that's
it?
Up.
And only one was trying to do it, make you acknowledge God. Huh?
That's right.
Okay, hold on. I got to go back. Give me Proverbs 3 and 6.
Oh,
Proverbs 3 and 6.
Yes, sir.
Every leader ought to acknowledge God.
Amen.
In all his ways, he ought to be looking to God.
Amen.
Whatever he do, he ought to be looking to God.
Amen.
Whatever move he make, let God direct your move.
Yes, sir.
If God direct your move, you won't be going wrong.
Amen.
Because God's not going to stir you in the wrong way.
Amen.
If God guides you, he won't guide you in the wrong way.
Amen.
He's going to guide you in the right way.
Amen.
Listen to Proverbs 3 and 6.
In all thy ways.
In all, how many ways?
All thy ways.
In all thy ways.
Acknowledge him.
Say what?
Acknowledge him. Yes.
That's all the justice was trying to get you to do.
Amen.
Keep it in the courthouse and keep that in there. Thank God. Acknowledge God.
Yes.
Amen. And what I like I tell them, the judge ought to have, but not that picture you got now. But what you say is Jesus. Get that out.
Amen.
Thank God. Just put a scripture up there.
Okay.
Over the judge. Over the judge.
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
And one Luke read a lot, but he that ruleth over people
must be just. Yes, sir. Amen.
Put that right on the front of his desk right there. Take a nameplate off. Put that on there.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Got the book talking now.
Yes.
Come on.
In all thy ways.
In all thy ways.
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
And he shall.
And he shall.
Direct thy path.
How he going to direct your path? 119, 133.
Amen.
Psalm.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for
Amen.
Jesus. We're going to teach this thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We're going to, I'm telling you, that's why I say, Brother Brian, we don't believe nothing right but holiness.
No, sir. That's right.
And we're not no cult either.
Mm-mm.
We believe everybody that got it like the Bible say, they are right. And
Amen.
We're not the only one right.
No, sir.
I never teach anything.
Amen.
Never have
no.
taught anything close to that.
Amen.
Not anything.
Amen.
Not even hit at that.
No.
But there are some people saved somewhere and got this right here, and the name is not God true worship.
Amen. Amen.
They got some other name, but they got the right name.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
And the apostle doctrine, they obeyed it, and we're hooked up together.
Amen.
Amen. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, born or free,
Amen.
We're all baptized into one body.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Listen.
Order my steps. In thy word.
That's what he's going to do.
Amen.
He's going to order your steps in the word.
Amen.
Thank God. You want him to thank God even he'll direct your path.
Amen.
Listen to the word.
Amen.
And the word will direct your steps.
Amen.
The word will tell you how. You, give me thank God. 1 Thessalonians 4, thank God in 1.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians 4 and 1.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm glad to be able to do
Amen.
That.
Amen.
I'm glad God got all right. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1.
Furthermore then. We beseech you, brother. And exhort you by the Lord.
And exhort
Jesus,
you by the Lord Jesus.
That as you have received of us. How you ought to walk.
See, that we direct your path. We order your steps.
Yes.
Ain't that right? How we ought to walk.
And to please God.
See, and to please God. We don't tell you how you ought to walk. We direct your steps. Thank God. We order your steps.
Yes, sir.
And we do it with the word. Listen what it says.
So you would abound. More and more.
More and more.
For you know. What commandments we gave you.
See that? That's how we order. What commandments. And we gave you?
By the Lord Jesus.
By the Lord Jesus. All right, back to what we had there, brother.
Amen.
Let me get that bishop. He ain't gotten away
Amen.
Yet.
Mm-hmm.
They were glad, probably think I done got off on something else. Thank God. Thank God. I have some senior moments, but
Amen.
God bring me back to this.
Right,
all right, come on, read.
A bishop then. Must be blameless. The husband of one wife. Diligent.
Sober.
Of good behavior. Given to hospitality.
Now, what kind of behavior you got, thank God, even love another man?
That's right.
Come on.
After teach. Not given to wine.
No striker.
Not greedy of filthy lucre. But patient. Not a brawler.
Not covetous.
One that ruleth well.
All right, I guess you're going to rule over that other one you got in the house there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to rule him.
Amen.
Now you're going to rule over him. Come on.
One that rules well.
One that rules well.
His own house.
You're not going to have no children. Not letting let your dogs, huh?
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Isn't that right? Rule well, his.
Yes.
Amen. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that right?
Yes,
you can't have none. Amen. I don't know what you're going to do.
Amen. Talk, Bishop.
They're trying to get it where now you can adopt children.
Amen.
Two same-sex marriage can adopt children.
Amen.
They're talking about longer they be in a healthy environment, longer the two love one another. That's not what God's saying, though.
No,
amen. Longer the two love one another, the child will come up in a healthy environment. It better to come up in the same sex, in a house with the same sex, two of the same sex living together, than one with the opposite sex, and they're fighting and fussing all the time.
Amen.
The child is not in a healthy environment. But if the two gay love one another, that child has a healthy environment and has a better chance than them, thank God, that fussing off all the time, and they're male and female. Well, that's your mouth.
Amen. Amen.
That is your mouth.
Amen.
Lord, if God ain't both of them going to hell.
Praise Bishop.
The two of the same sex, the one all of them fussing and fighting over the children all the time, going to hell, and the two same sex going to hell too.
That's right.
That don't make it right.
No, it don't.
That doesn't make it right.
No, sir.
Am I right
Amen.
About it?
Amen.
Everybody come up under something like that, not going to be there. Some of them come up under straight mother and father and don't fuss and fight. And some of them turn out bad.
Amen.
So that's not it.
Amen.
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 Oh, listen to the Bible talk.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Having his children.
Having his children.
In subjection.
In subjection.
With all gravity.
Mm-hmm. They won't be able to have none.
Amen.
How you going to get them? All right, come on back over there, brother.
Like in Romans chapter 1 and verse 27.
All right.
And likewise also the men.
And likewise also the men.
Leaving the natural use of the woman.
They left the natural use of the woman.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Now, the natural use.
Right.
Left the, now, that's natural.
Amen.
Left the natural use of the woman. They have no more use for a woman.
Right.
Now they got use for a man.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the natural use of the woman.
Burned in their lust.
Now, how can the Bible make that in the plan?
Right.
Burned in their lust.
One toward another.
Now, how's somebody going to justify that?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to justify that?
Amen.
And then one toward another.
Men with men.
Men, see that? Men with men.
Amen. Working that which is unseemly.
Now, he blameless.
Mm-mm.
And he working that which is unseemly.
Amen.
Now, he blameless now.
No, sir.
Something wrong.
Yes, it is.
If he can be blameless and work that which is unseemly, then blameless doesn't mean what it says.
That's amen. Right.
Go back and get your Greek term and try to thank God, amen, and say, no, blameless didn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it meant in Greek.
Talk, Bishop.
Well, I'm going to bring it to English.
Mm-hmm.
What I know.
Talk, Bishop.
And I'm going to bring it to my arena.
Right.
I'm not going to play ball in your arena. I'm going to bring it to my arena.
Right.
Thank God. Let's play ball in my arena.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Amen. Because let me tell you something. You are calm-minded, and that's why you can't explain that.
Thank
Give me thank God. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9.
Amen.
2:14. Make it 2:14.
Amen. Yes,
1 Corinthians 2:14.
Great.
You can't explain nothing to me.
Mm-mm.
Why do you say that? You don't even know what you're talking about
Amen.
When you read the Bible.
Amen.
You think you're reading ebony. You think you're reading jet.
Yeah.
Man, you're reading something spiritual here.
Amen.
This thing here is spiritual.
Amen.
But the natural man.
But the natural man.
Receiveth not.
He receiveth not.
The things of the Spirit of God.
He don't receive the things of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Come on.
For they are foolishness.
See that? They are foolishness.
Unto him. Neither can he know them.
Can he know them?
Neither can he know them.
What you trying to teach me the Bible for, man? You don't even know him.
Amen.
And I'm going to sit there and let you try to teach me.
Amen.
All these calm-minded folks with a Bible under their arm.
Amen.
With somebody, they got a degree setting up, hanging on the wall. I'm a preacher. I'm a reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to teach me.
Amen.
You can't teach. You can't teach nothing.
Amen.
You don't know nothing. How are you going to teach anything you don't know?
Amen.
You don't know nothing about nothing. So you're reading the Bible, but you don't understand.
Amen.
Come on with the book.
Neither can he know them.
Neither can he know them.
Because they are spiritually discerned.
Yeah, he's spiritually discerned. And you got somebody teaching you that spiritually discerned.
Amen.
Amen. Gonna tell you, because that's why he's going to tell you gay, to be a gay is all right. It's
Amen.
Spiritually discerned.
Yeah,
man. I don't care how many times you're going to read Romans 1:26 on that book. He won't understand that. He's spiritually discerned.
Amen.
I can't see nothing wrong with that. Every man ought to have his own sexual preference. Every woman should have their own. You spiritually discerned.
Amen.
It tells you it's already against nature.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But yet you still want to say that. Give me that Matthew 22:29 when I tell the whole thing.
Jesus answered and said unto them,
pray, my God, my God.
Yes.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
It is what Jesus said.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I ain't going to pay that old man that no mind. They're gonna talk. I know I'm of the truth. I'm with the truth. And you're going to give me St. John 18:36 and hold.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Come on.
Jesus answered and said unto them.
Jesus answered and said unto them.
Ye do err.
See that? This is what Jesus said now. You err.
not knowing the scriptures.
See that? You disregard the scriptures.
Amen.
The scripture said the bishop must be the husband of one wife. You disregard it and make a man with a domestic partner a bishop. You're error because you disregarded what that said.
Yes, sir.
You didn't take what that said. You didn't go according to that, so you error.
Right.
I can't make it no plainer than that.
Amen.
Members, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the Bible say the bishop must be the husband of one wife. They made a gay bishop, and he got a man there with him. That's disregarded in your error because you won't take what the scripture says.
Amen.
Whoever voted on him, I don't care what panel you had, I mean the bishop voted on it, they just as corrupt as that bishop.
Amen.
Anytime a man vote for somebody to get in office, thank God, amen, that's corrupt like that, they are just as corrupt as he is because they put him in there and they voted him in there. And they say, we go along with it. And say, you go along with it. I don't care what the scripture says. I say he can do it. Then it is as bad as the gay bishop.
Yes,
amen. And I was one. I would only not attend, thank God, the consecration service. You would have to put me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already gone.
Sure is.
That's why I didn't attend. I'm not even in your service.
Right.
I am gone.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to put me out.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, a man pulls something like that, I'm gone.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm not going to stay in anything like that.
No.
You don't have to put me out.
No, sir.
I'm leaving.
Amen.
I got out of the world. I left the world.
Amen.
They didn't have to put me out. My partner didn't have to run me away. Get away from here, Brian. You know you're living right. You saved. No, they didn't have to do that.
Man.
What you falling up for? Get on back.
They
have to do that.
No. Man.
They left me. Thank God. I tell them about Jesus. Thank God they cut out.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Scramble out in all different directions.
Amen.
Oh, Gene, I'm going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Amen. So when you do that, you don't have to put that the man did right. Don't even attend. I won't even cry about him putting me out. Now, they made it so you can get saved now.
Sure did.
Yes, if you hear somebody like us, you can get saved.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank God. Amen. But a whole lot of them, give me Matthew 23:15.
Amen.
A whole lot of them like this in there.
Mm-hmm.
We won't never say, get them to come out of there and come out and get saved.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Matthew 23, thank God, amen, 15.
Amen.
Amen. There's the book talking in there.
Amen.
Brother Bryant's on there.
Amen.
He's on television.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Amen. Listen to Bible talk.
One of you scribes. And Pharisees.
Hypocrites.
For you compare sea and land.
To make one proselyte.
And when he is made. You make him twofold more.
You make him twofold more the child of hell.
Than yourself.
Now how can we do anything with
him? Amen.
You that would hear. Give me that now, St. John 18, thank God, 36. Yes, amen. You give me, amen. First Epistle John 4, thank God, and about 5.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. St. John 18, thank God, 36.
Yes,
indeed. All right.
And Jesus answered.
My kingdom
is not of this world.
See, Jesus' kingdom wasn't of this world.
Yeah.
Not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight.
See, there's something to fight for. It means to do all other things, God, amen, and keep his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, amen, listen to Bible talk.
That I should not be delivered.
See that? That I should not be delivered?
To the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence.
See that? My kingdom not from hence.
Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then?
Jesus answered,
Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause. Came I into the world. That I should bear witness unto the truth.
Everyone
that is of the truth.
That you say you're of the truth?
Right.
Everyone that is of the truth.
Heareth my voice.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you of the truth?
Amen.
Now, I spoke the truth.
Amen.
Now, if you of him, do you not hear his voice?
Amen.
If you're of the truth, you hear his voice.
Amen.
All right, 1 John 4:5.
They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world. And the world heareth
them.
We are of God.
He that knoweth God.
Heareth us.
Glory to God, he hear us.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. Am I right about it? Thank God. Give me St. John 10, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. About 26.
Amen.
My God.
Yes, sir.
Lord. Thank God. We're not backing up. We're not moving.
Amen.
The Broadway.
Amen.
Why?
Yes.
See, they let people be gay and hold office. That's the wide way. That's the broad way.
That's right.
Am I right? They let lesbians hold office.
Yes.
They let people shacking up.
Yeah.
And hold office. Living together, not married, and hold office.
Mm-hmm.
Bear children with no husband or no wife and hold office.
Amen.
They let them do that.
Yes,
Right, in the broad way.
Praise,
but in the narrow way, they're going to straighten that out.
Amen.
Let all things be done decently and in order. They're going to set this thing in order.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. If nobody got nobody doing nothing like that, thank God. You owe something. Thank God, amen. You haven't baited all out of wedlock and you messing all up. No.
No.
Amen. Listen to Bible talk.
But ye believe not.
But ye believe not.
Because you're not of my sheep.
See, that's why you don't believe, because you're not of my sheep.
As I said unto you.
As I said unto you.
My sheep.
Hear my voice.
And I know them. And they follow me.
Oh, you say, well, how we know that he said, hear his voice. If we are the truth, we'll hear his voice. Give me Luke 10:16.
Amen. Right.
You won't get by this, but the bed's short or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the cover narrow. That a man can wrap himself in it.
Yeah,
you
man.
Can't wrap up. Isn't that right?
Right, man.
Isaiah 28, thank God. And 20 say that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God the cover narrow.
Yes,
that a man can wrap himself in
That's
it.
Right.
All right, listen to Bible talk.
He that heareth you. Heareth me.
That's his voice. Now you hear his voice. When you hear us, you hear his voice.
Amen.
We are ambassadors for Christ.
Amen.
We beseech you in Christ's stead. Instead means in place of another.
Amen.
So we're beseeching you in his stead.
Amen.
So you got to hear what we're saying.
Amen.
Ain't got no other way you're going to hear him but hear what we're saying.
Amen.
And that's what we're preaching.
Amen.
That's why I preach. Give me Ephesians 4:5. Let me get that before I get off.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:5.
Oh, Bishop.
I say it wasn't up on one thing.
Yes.
Thank God. Amen. Then Herman give me James 1:26.
Amen.
James 1:26.
Amen.
All right, come on.
One Lord. One faith.
Say how many faith?
One faith.
One Lord, one faith.
One baptism.
That's the number one thing.
Amen.
There's nobody going to make me believe it's two or three things.
No.
It's one thing.
Right.
Am I right? One thing.
Amen.
Man set up the nomination.
Yes,
man
sir.
Put all that up. God come in and established holiness.
Amen.
And he did it before the foundation of the world that we should be holy.
Amen.
But man came with something else.
Amen.
All right, listen to Bible talk.
If any man among you
seem to be religious
and bridle not his tongue,
but deceive his own heart,
this man,
religion is vain.
Pure religion.
And the Bible says,
amen,
pure religion.
And undefiled before God. And the Father is this. To visit the fathers. And widows.
In their affliction.
And keep himself. Unspotted from the world.
Amen.
That gave Bishop is not unspotted.
Amen.
From the world.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Bryant said it. Thank God. You can call you and write me. God bless you. Peace be unto you.
Thank the Lord.
God is all right, isn't he?
Thank you.